I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Alaska is launching pilot programs to offer mobile addiction treatment services, and a Navajo man faces federal charges after allegedly driving drunk on the reservation and killing a young boy. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Alaska is launching pilot programs in Anchorage and Juneau to offer addiction treatment in mobile care units. Emergency responders will give people medication to help them survive after an overdose. Indigenous Alaskans die of overdose at about 3 times the rate of white Alaskans. Alaska Public Media's health reporter Rachel Cassandra has more. A Navajo man was facing the tribe's criminal justice system after allegedly driving drunk and killing a 3-year-old boy at a Christmas parade on the reservation. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, U.S. authorities are now stepping in to prosecute him in federal court. Following this year's State of the Tribes address in South Dakota, Governor Larry Rodin met with more than 50 dignitaries from 8 of the state's 9 tribes. He says he left the private meeting feeling optimistic about the future of state-tribal relations. State-tribal relations effectively collapsed during the administration of former Governor Kristi Noem, who was at one point banned from every reservation in the state. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.